John, what advice would you give to anyone thinking of coming to study at Warwick?
Well, I'm extremely biased, and I would say, yes, come to Warwick. Warwick is a fantastic university. It's expanding globally. It has excellent facilities. It has tremendous academics. And the whole atmosphere and environment, I think, would be thoroughly enjoyable. And, of course, the quality of the degree goes without question.
Would you like to share a favourite moment of your time at Warwick or a memory you had whilst you were here with us?
Well, I have so many memories of my time at Warwick. I was a very mature student, of course, when I was here, and I led many training sessions with the professional managers at the time when I worked for Rolls-Royce. And during that time, we had many, many activity days out on the sports field around at Warwick Manufacturing Group. And I won't share any embarrassing moments, but just let's say that a bit like The Apprentice, not all of the senior managers performed at their best.
What's the best advice you have ever been given? Perhaps we have influenced or helped your career?
Well, I've been very fortunate throughout my time. I've had some very good mentors who have helped me and encouraged me. And maybe at times when I strayed a little from the straight and narrow. And I do remember one lecturer before I went to university, in fact, when I was studying for my higher national certificate at Stow College in Glasgow. And my thermodynamics lecturer took me aside one day and pointed out to me that I was missing an odd lecture or two, and that I had the potential to do better things and not to spoil my opportunity by indulging in too much extracurricular activity. And that, I have to say, my thanks to Dr. John Reid at the time, because that advice certainly did stay with me and stood me in very good stead.
Is there any reason that you think why alumni should stay in touch with Warwick?
Yes, if I take my own experience, I have stayed in touch whilst I was in business and since I've retired. I serve the university in a couple of ways, chairing the Science Faculty Advisory Board. I serve as a lay member on the Audit Committee. I'm an industrial professor, and I have maintained personal relationships with a number of the academics and try and help them when they need to bounce ideas or get some advice in an area that they think I can help. So I would encourage all alumni to stay in touch, as getting a degree is only the start of what should be, hopefully, a lifelong relationship with the university.
Perhaps, yes, to finish, what that Warwick means to you?
Well, I have a very warm feeling for Warwick. My first degree was from Strathclyde in Glasgow, but because I moved away from that city very shortly after graduating, I've not been able to maintain any links with that university. But with Warwick, my relationship has now spanned nearly 30 years, and it feels very much like home. I know a great number of the excellent staff here, including Professor Lord Bhattacharya, who has been a tremendous support and mentor to me for nigh on 30 years.
Thank you very much.